My name is Maria Soss, and I am the Secretary of Lincoln County Community Rights.
I'm Rio Davidson, a member of Lincoln County Community Rights.
So let's talk about Measure 21-177, or the Freedom for Aerially Sprayed Pesticides Ordinance. It was a notable victory for community self-governance in the environment. Can you tell me about how that ordinance came about?
It came about as our first action as a member of the community rights, as members of the community rights movement. And we were all very aware of the enormous amount of spraying going on in the county and of how harmful that is. And we decided to write an ordinance banning it. And the ordinance went through through several lawsuits before it actually became a measure that was put on the ballot on the May 17th, 2017 ballot. And we came out winning in all the challenges that were previous to the election. And we campaigned, had to work against an opposition that was many times better funded than we were. And nevertheless, we won by a very narrow margin. We won by 61 votes.
Wow.
And the day after the votes were certified, we were sued by two companies representing the opposition, and who claimed that the law, the measure had become law, that the law was invalid because it was illegal, because it was preempted by the state. Our question was, or our issue with that, was that people should have a higher right to defend their safety and their health than businesses to do profit, to make profit out of pesticides.
So it passed and then was immediately taken to court. Was it still in effect up until the ruling on September 23rd?
It was in effect until the ruling, yes.
So in that time that it stood for about 2 years, were there positive effects that were able to be seen in Lincoln County?
I think absolutely. There's so many homes and residences close to the industrial forest that weren't affected by the aerial pesticide spray. You know, there was one instance in Seal Rock where, you know, basically the whole entire back of a neighborhood was slated to be sprayed. And so that had to be done with a backpack instead of a helicopter. And then also when you see the clear cuts, you can tell where the streams are. Generally, with the aerial sprayed herbicides, it's basically just a whole blanket of gray. But when they spray it with the backpacks, you can tell that they're not just indiscriminately spraying right over the small streams. And so there's definitely a lot more vegetation around the creeks and streams, you know, in the clear cuts that weren't sprayed by a helicopter.
Okay, and there's also people mentioned, especially people who are chemically sensitive, also mentioned being very, very relieved of not having their usual symptoms of sore throats and difficulty breathing when they breathe in drift, pesticide drift. And people who hunt notice a lot more wild animals around. So those were really palpable effects.
Wow, yeah. The timber industry did not take long to respond. And you touched a little bit on their argument, and then on the 23rd, it was overturned. Were you surprised by that outcome?
I would say I was disappointed. I wasn't necessarily surprised. You know, this measure is basically going against 200 years of corporate-made law, you know, from corporate personhood. You know, the state preemption, I guess, was passed in 1996, but You know, we're going against a whole system that's set up to stop communities from protecting themselves when it comes to their health and safety. And so we feel that, you know, unfortunately with this verdict, it's a real setback for the community, but it wasn't a surprise.
Where do you think the judge got the ruling wrong?
The judge didn't get the ruling wrong, except she didn't go as deeply into her options for the ruling as we wished she had. The state preemption law is there, but it's a system that it's there supposedly, ostensibly to say that Oregonians are protected sufficiently by the state, you know, regulation of pesticides, and so that people believe that and feel that they are safe, when really what they're doing is letting the corporations do what they want, which is a very partial regulation so that it doesn't interfere with their business and their profit making. And so we want to call out what's being done there, which is dishonest and unconstitutional. Our fundamental rights to be healthy and safe are being violated so that the corporations can make money at the expense of that health and safety. So, and we want to expose that. And so the people are seeing it right now.
I have like a little bit to add to that too.
Okay. Go ahead.
You know, I think that really she sided with on behalf of the corporations and the state, but totally disregarded the community's right to local self-government and a healthy environment. And what we mean by this is that, you know, Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution, Oregon Constitution, you know, says that people have an inherent right to be healthy and have a right to safety. And we believe that these local rights surpass the current state protections. And unfortunately, she didn't really delve into the whole idea of community self-government. She just said, well, there's no precedent for that. So that's why we feel like we need to go to the higher court where we can really deal with the constitutional issues here, because there's a lot more to this decision than just the state here as far as their regulations. But there's a real constitutional piece here about the community having rights to have a healthy, clean environment and not to be aerial sprayed.
So you have filed appeals to this case then?
The appeal has not been filed yet, but is definitely going to, Lincoln County Community Rights is going to appeal. And we believe that the county is going to appeal as well, because it was also, you know, the original lawsuit is against the county. And then we came in as an intervener.
Cool. So what can people do who are concerned about your case and aerially sprayed pesticides in Lincoln County? What can they do to get involved?
Easiest way to get involved with us is to come find us on our website. It's LincolnCountyCommunityRights.org. And we're working right now on a letters to the editor campaign to your local newspapers to really make people aware of how big of an issue this is to Oregonians. Would really help. And then we also are going to have town halls coming up in Newport on October 15th, Yahats Wednesday, October 16th, and then Lincoln City, October 20th.
Okay. I have a question, and you may or may not have the answer, and that's totally fine. Do you know what prompted the state preemption law? Was that created to protect corporations?
There are preemption laws anywhere where companies want to do projects that are potentially harmful to people and people don't want them done. There is a preemption law. If you remember when Jackson County was able to pass its ban on GMO seeds, and they were able to pass it because they did their campaign before there was a preemption law, immediately after that, the state came up with a preemption law saying that anything having to do with seeds could only be decided by the state. That's typically the way they work.
Well, and unfortunately, too, a lot of these preemption laws are model legislation written by Alex. These things are starting to pop up. You know, I was just talking to someone earlier, and they said that there's 26 states that have the similar pesticide reg preemption law passed. So and these are model legislations that get pushed down from corporations through their folks in the legislature. And so as long as they control the legislative body, then they control the entire communities of the whole state.
I mean, people who are in states where there is fracking have the same problem, potentially worse even than ours. I mean, they cannot say no to fracking or to having fracking waste injected into the ground where they live and thereby poisoning their source of drinking water. They legally cannot say no to that.
Wow. Okay. Is there anything else that you think it's important for our listeners to know?
That it is important to have this issue aired, to be made public, so the public can understand what's happening. That it's not that they're fooling themselves when they think, oh, well, the measure, it didn't work because it was invalidated. So you can't, there's no use going that way. No, there is. It's very useful to go that way, to challenge the state to prove the legality of what they're doing and to expose what they're doing that is not legal. And it does come out that way, and it's very important for people to see it.
I guess my point would be that, you know, this is not slowing us down. We're working on a new watershed protection ordinance that would be talking about the rights of nature for the Siletz River and the watershed here in Lincoln County. And in no way is this loss going to slow down Lincoln County community rights. In fact, it's really emboldening us and our community to stand up together to stop this unjust corporate harm.
Well, Rio, Maria, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
We really appreciate it.
For KBOO Evening News, I'm Althea Billings.